It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azure Talon? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
Okay, I cannot believe I did not talk about this last week. I'm really disappointed in myself, so I'm going to talk about it this week. Okay. Some of our listeners will already be somewhat aware of this because I did tweet about it. And some of our listeners follow me on Twitter, so some of them may already know. But you may recall, I talked about a movie last week called Here On Out that I said was a coming-of-age tale disguised as a horror movie.
Okay.
I forgot to mention the 100% best thing about that film.
Oh.
There is a scene where one of the characters is walking alone in the woods, and he pauses and is looking off into the distance, and a sound happens. I am 95% sure you would say an owl hoots. It's nighttime. It sounds like that. I am willing to acknowledge the fact that with me, I do have a thing sometimes where the sound of doves sounds similar to owls. But I don't think that's the night. So I suppose there's a small chance it's a dove cooing. But again, horror movie feel. I'm pretty sure it's an owl hoot.
Okay.
The point is, what I am definitely sure it is not is what the caption said. And part of the reason I am sure of this is because what the caption said is not a thing. Because what the caption said, and I backed it up and rewatched it to confirm, is gecko cackling.
Gecko cackle. Wow.
And my life was changed forever.
Because you looked it up, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know geckos don't cackle. That's not a, like, I will stake my reputation on that now. Geckos don't cackle.
Okay. Geckos
also don't live in the North America. Like, so many, like, every aspect of this is not a real thing. But for the rest of my life, if I start a band, if I start my own filmmaking company, if I start my own publishing, any organization I create and own is going to be called Gecko Cackle.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because holy shit.
I mean, the title of this episode will be Gecko Cackle, probably.
I think there is a very good sign this will be Gecko Cackle.
I mean, what could we possibly say that will top it?
I will say, I think the movie had issues with what a cackle is. Because later they captioned that one of the characters cackled. And I was like, no, that was just kind of a laugh. That's not a cackle.
So,
but either way, geckos don't do that. And also they aren't there.
What do geckos do? What kind of sound do they make? Do you know?
I think they make sounds similar to like frogs. They don't make a lot of sounds. Geckos are not talkative. But a lot of frog-like sounds. But I mean,
nothing you would characterize as a cackle is what we're saying.
And also nothing that is actually hoo, hoo, hoo. Like, it was an owl hooting. Maybe it was a dove because I'm an idiot. But it was one of those. And there's no geckos there. There's no geckos anywhere near there. Like, every layer of this, like, there's not.
That's good. I don't like that.
There is no single argument. You need at least four of them for that not to have made zero sense. Like, the number of different hurdles you have to jump over to get there is ridiculous.
Geckos cackle.
Yes.
Mm.
Cackling is a gerund.
Oh.
Gecko cackling.
Man. Well, that's a scary sound for sure. I mean, if you're in the woods and you hear a cackling gecko, you are in trouble.
No, you know, it just sounds like an owl. It's really not that. It's a very familiar sound to all of us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast in the world that spent far too many years being single because we really thought we could get a girl with the pickup line, "Are you from 5AC?" I'm Tony.
And I don't get it. But I'm William, and this is episode 526.
No, this is the problem. I couldn't put a joke together. I've been trying to put this joke together for days, and I could not do it. So there, the pickup line is, "Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see." And I am absolutely tickled by the idea of someone feeling like they need to be more brutally honest or something and being like, "Are you from 5AC?" Because you're like, I love this.
5AC. Yes,
I love this idea, but I can't craft it into a joke. Like, it has to be just like a line in a particularly random sitcom or something. I don't know. But every time I think about it, it makes me laugh. But I can't. I've been trying for days to form it into a joke, and I can't do it. But I love the idea that somebody just that clueless was like, "Are you?" Like, I don't want to call her a 10 because that would be crazy. Like, she'd know I was lying then. So let's, you know, but be nice. Hey, are you from 7AC? Because you're the only, like, I don't know. I love this idea, but I don't know how to make it work. And I can't believe I'm the first person to come up with it. It's very strange.
Maybe, you know, I also think the idea has merit, but I'm,
well, and the, it also is messing around in the horrific area of pickup lines. But it reminds me of my favorite one, which is the, "Is your daddy a thief? Because I think he just stole my car." which is one that came up in college when we were sitting around doing pickup lines for fun at dinner.
"I think he just stole my around. Car."
Yeah, that was the thing. We were coming up with different lines. And we would fuck them up. We'd be like, you know, "Nice eyes, they'll look even better crumpled up next to my bed."
Yes,
the original pickup line is, "Nice dress, it'll look even better crumpled up next to my bed." And so we're going, "Nice eyes, they'll look even better crumpled up next to my bed." And that was the same sort of thing with the thief, because was your daddy a thief because he stole the stars and put them in your eyes? And this is, "Was your daddy a thief because I think he just stole my car?" And then years later on Mock the Week, James Acaster said, "Is your daddy a thief? Because I'm going to arrest your daddy. Your daddy's going to prison." I think that was the same episode where Nish Kumar was like, "Are you tired? Because you look real tired. Get some rest, lady."
What's that pickup line?
"Are you tired because you've been running through my head all night?" Is the original one. Yeah. These jokes don't work if you don't know the original pickup lines.
I don't. I mean, they kind of sound familiar after you say them, but I don't know.
How about, "Can I buy you a drink or do I have to sleep with you first?" That's its own juxtaposition. There's not a pickup line it comes from. That is the implication. That's a real pickup line. But it comes from the implication that you buy women drinks so that then they'll sleep with you later. And so the joke is, "I want to buy you a drink, but maybe I have to sleep with you first." I can't tell if you're frozen or just that nonplussed. I think it's frozen. Because now I hear you sighing, but your picture hasn't changed.
Something you...
You're just going to look like that for the rest of the podcast. It's going to be good. For those of you just ever, oh crap, he left. I can't do a podcast by myself. No. All right. As much as I know how much you guys love. Okay. Oh, look, we're back. We're coming back. Oh. Oh. This is good radio, without a doubt. For those of you who aren't watching, who are just listening, William fell off the Zoom. And now he's back in the sense that there's a big square on the thing that says William, but not in the sense that I can see or hear him. So, oh, wait. I think I heard something.
I'm here.
All right. I can't see you.
Oh, I can't see you.
I can hear you.
I can
now.
See me.
I can hear you, but I can't see you. And earlier you left. Oh, yeah, there you are.
It crashed.
Yeah. I was panicking.
It crashed.
I have proven, like, in that moment, I really felt it was what it was like to be podcasting by myself, and I did not like it. Anyway, for those of you, oh, you're frozen again, man. I can hear it, something, but this is bad. This is the worst episode. For those of you just joining us, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Here's how the show works. We have a hat. It is magic in that it has its own email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. And people, all the best people, write in to that email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com, with little notes, comments, questions, topics, things like that. The hat magically, all on its own, transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them that manifests physically within the hat itself. It's 5AC born and bred servants, draw the note cards out of the hat at random, read them on the air, talk about them till we're bored, do that for about an hour. That's the whole show, except the parts that aren't, which is the vast majority of it. So there we are. I think we used up all of Zoom's goodwill earlier.
Yeah.
William and I have actually been on the Zoom call for well over an hour before we talked to you guys, doing creative things. We're a creative team. We make cool shit you don't even know about. Nobody else knows about it either.
What I was saying before was I.
Yeah, this isn't going to work.
And all of college and a good portion after that, not really understand. What's that?
What you were saying earlier was that college, good portion after.
Oh, no.
That's you.
Fate by telling that story. Okay. Well, what are we going to do? I mean,
I'll just do all the talking. You just sit there, nod vigorously so that even if you freeze up, we'll get most of the frames of it. I don't know what is happening.
I mean, I really like that plan. So
am I freezing up on your end? That's not a good sign. Am I freezing up on your end?
If everything's happening, you're freezing up, you're cutting out, you're everything, all the stuff is happening.
Since you're recording the
final file will only show me freezing, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you'll be the only one fucked up, so they'll all think it's your fault, which I'm fine with. All right. Yeah. I'm going to hold very still so as not to disturb any of the bandwidths and say, tell me about your week.
You can just go ahead that way. That's the safest thing. You just talk about your week. You probably have more to say than me tonight.
I don't have a lot. I don't have a whole lot, actually. I'm grilling a lot. I'm going to grill again tonight. Grill food is the best food. And having a propane grill is so much easier. Holy crap. It's awesome. Seriously, I made steaks and I had the digital thermometer and they were perfectly cooked. I made baked potatoes on the grill and they were way better than anything I made in the oven. Oh man, they were so nice. And I didn't even like, you know, you do the, like when it's tender through the, I didn't even do that. I used the thermometer on them too. I looked up what the internal temperature should be on a baked potato and I did it till it was that. If you're wondering, 205 degrees Fahrenheit. And it was awesome. And then the other night, we have this chicken dish that you put this chicken on skewers and it tastes really good and it comes with salt. And you can do that in a pan, but you can also do it on a grill. And we did it on a grill. And I was scared because there's chunks of chicken on a skewer. So there's no way to really get the digital thermometer in there. And I was nervous. It's also chicken. So like if I fuck that up, we'll die. But it came out perfect. It was so good. And tonight I'm going to make bacon cheeseburgers. So I'm excited about that. We're still watching the Irregulars. We haven't quite finished. We're getting close. Oh, I watched the last two. Seriously, you're blurred and frozen in such a way that it looks like there's just a William mannequin in your shirt and hat because the features aren't as detailed. So it just appears to be a mannequin. I watched the last two Prophecy movies. Like, remember we were watching those three? They had two more in 2005 that they made. I don't understand why they made them. They're, I mean, the Prophecy movies at their heart are not very good, but like these, the fourth one had like nothing to do with the original stuff. They still credited the guy who came up with it. And I mean, other than the fact that angels perch on things when they sit and wear trench coats, there was nothing tied into the other movies at all. The fifth movie, so it's a funny thing. The very first Prophecy movie come out in 95. The second Prophecy movie come out in 98. The third Prophecy movie come out in 2000. The fourth Prophecy movie come out in 2005. And the fifth Prophecy movie also comes out in 2005. And weirdly, they are both filmed and set in Romania. And weirdly, they are both filmed and set in a lot of the same locations in both of them. And I have run into this before where low budget movies just film two movies back to back in the same spot, frequently sequels like this. But this one really heavily felt like we still have the two actors out of all of them still on contract for another week. And we still have the use of these buildings. Let's make another movie. Like, it felt so incredibly tacked on. They changed some of the method. Like, for some reason, the fifth one ties way more into the previous three than the fourth one did. And also, no special effects. The fourth one had very little, but like, in the first three Prophecy movies, there's a lot of hearts that get torn out of chests. And the reason this happens is because that's the only way you can kill an angel, supposedly, is to tear out their heart. In the fourth one, a lot of hearts get torn out of chests, but it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, in this one, angels can possess human bodies, and if you tear the heart out of the human body, they can't possess it. But we still see a lot of hearts torn out. The fifth one, we could not afford the effect of having hearts torn out. So suddenly the only way to kill an angel is to shoot them in their third eye, which must have been complicated back before bullets. But anyway, yeah, it's a hot mess.
Back before bullets.
Yeah, not good. The fourth one had Sean Pertwee in it, and the fifth one had Tony Todd in it. And in both cases, I was like, guys, you can do better. And I don't usually say that about either of those actors. They do some bottom of the barrel stuff, but I was like, come on, guys. But all five of them are on HBO Max if you have nothing better to do, which is sad. I also want to talk about a movie I saw last night. This movie was called Eight After. It is on Prime. I do not recommend it to anyone. It is not a very good movie. But I want to talk about it. And the reason I want to talk about it is, once again, originality. This movie is not very good, but I'm fascinated by how it was made and why it was made, if it was made, things like that. It's a very basic story. Husband and wife couple who do vlogs on YouTube. They have a YouTube channel and they do vlogs of whatever the crap they want. Sometimes they do little sketch things. A lot of what they do is go on these vacations and do vlogs about it. And in fact, it's kind of a thing that the wife has a collection of bikinis and he films her in various locales wearing these bikinis. In real life, he is an editor for reality television and she is a veterinary technician. But anyway, they have this YouTube channel and a lot of stuff is introduced through like YouTube videos of theirs to begin with. There's one YouTube video where they're doing work on their house. They're demolishing a window and putting in French doors. In the process, they find a little box with a portrait cross in it, which is like an angled cross on a chain. And the wife kind of takes a liking to it. And then slowly over time, weird supernatural shit happens. And some of it's scary or whatever. But by the end, you're never really entirely sure, but you learn about the history of the house. And they end up solving things and like haven't had any problems anymore. And they have theory, like they dug up some remains and they sent them away and they think that sort of did it. They have some theories about what was going on and why, but then everything's fine at the end. And as you would expect, a lot of the movie is all done. It's a found footage kind of vibe in that it's all done through YouTube videos and he puts up security cameras through the house and a lot of it is edited footage of that and all that. And it's not very good and it's done and whatever. Except as I am wont to do, I'm sitting here. In fact, it was boring enough about halfway through. I started messing on my computer at the same time, just looking at other stuff. But as I wont to do early in the movie, I went to IMDb to see these actors and they have the same names as the characters. It's Deanna and Vincent Rocha, and their characters are named Deanna and Vincent Rocha. He also, Vincent Rocha, is the director and the editor. And there's no other cast listed, but there are several other people in this film who have character names and are in multiple scenes. And I found this a little weird. And so I'm looking into it more. And also, as it's ending, you know, at the end where it says, you know, this motion picture is fictitious and any resemblance to people, blah, blah, blah. This one says this film is based on actual events in something about in circumstances for the sake of the movie narrative, certain names have been changed or something. And so I go and I look and Deanna and Vincent Rocha are real people. She is a veterinary tech. He does edit actual reality television programs. They have a YouTube channel that has been going on years before this movie ever existed. Multiple videos that were in the movie that were just sort of like introductions to their life that had nothing to do with the supernatural shit are just straight up videos on their vlog. But then some of the weird ones are also on there as normal YouTube videos. And then the recent stuff is like trailers for the movie. And I found an article where Vincent claims the movie is the first ever reality horror film, in that he claims it is largely based on things that actually happened, but then some stuff was scripted in a similar way to how reality TV does it to make it for a better narrative. And I find this really interesting because either this is some shit that really sort of happened to these people and they've tried to sort of turn it into a film around their YouTube channel, which I have so many questions about that, or the whole thing is 100% fake. And so then I'm like, did you start a YouTube channel 5 years ago with the intention of 3 years into it doing this? If so, that's amazing. And if not, at what point were you like, what if our YouTube channel turned into a horror movie? And like, that's fascinating to me. And also, like, because in they had a thanks version. I told you they had no other cast. In fact, the credits didn't have any cast listed. But there was a thanks section, and there were several names in that that were the names of characters that were in the movie. And there's one in particular who seems, they think there's something wrong with her, that she is, I mean, they use not so great terms, but that she's sort of developmentally disabled somehow. And she appears in it a lot. And it turns out they're pretty sure she's tied to the actual things that happened. Because the thing that happened involved a guy going crazy and killing his wife and his, and then, and hit one daughter, but then one daughter escaped and later relatives adopt her. And they're pretty sure that this woman is that younger daughter. And so I'm like, so that's not real, right? I mean, this isn't, they aren't filming someone, like, what happened? Like, what am I looking at? He hated it, so he left. Hello? William fell off again. Hello.
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 I'm here, but I can't see you.
I can't see you either. I can't see you either. I mean, this is the worst episode ever, but we probably should just call it. I mean,
I don't even know why this is happening. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know, but I assume it's your fault.
Well, I'm the one that keeps dropping out.
True. Cool. I love when I blame you for stuff and it actually turns out to be real. It happens very seldom.
I mean, but then it comes right back. I don't even do anything. It just drops out and then it comes back. But it's me. It's this side. I have no idea what it's doing. I don't know
if quote Zoom,
the laptop I'm using is causing trouble.
To quote Zoom, your internet connection is unstable.
I don't know what the problem is.
All right. Well, this is where you get into the real thing here, because this is a piece of shit. But our only options are to post this piece of shit or to not post it. And historically, we're going to post this piece of shit. And I think that's what's going to happen. But I mean, it begs the question, like,
yeah,
the one thing we're good at is consistent content in that we will always have something up there. But this is the time where you're like, is this worth it? We talked about a gecko cackling. We talked about some really terrible pickup lines. And then Tony described in far too much detail a movie that up front he said, don't bother watching. So why? I mean, this is, I feel like this episode is going to help some folks who have been trapped listening to our podcast and don't want to, but can't seem to stop. I think this will be the episode that like helps them make a clean break.
Clean break.
So you're welcome, and we will miss you very much. But the connection is so bad, I think we have to. It also begs the question, though, how much better would it have been with a clean connection? I mean, when I listed out the stuff that we talked about, that's pretty much the same garbage we usually talk about. So I got to be honest, this episode is not great on the self-esteem. I don't feel good about myself from this episode, so.
You don't have to go there.
what is even. Saturday, I'm getting my second COVID shot.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It is, except it's also not. Because it wasn't supposed to be that soon, but we reschedule things or whatever, and it's actually in town, so that's good. But it means that the 2 weeks after you get the shot end right on our wedding anniversary for both of us, and it means I'm seriously considering going out to dinner to celebrate our wedding anniversary, and I feel really guilty about that. But I'm also like, we've been pretty darn good about this. I just wanna, we'll both be clear and vaccinated. Like, I don't know. I keep talking about like, it's a spectrum for everybody, what they're comfortable with. And I guess this might be where that comes true for me, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So I might be one of those people, and I apologize, but I'm at least gonna wait until my vaccine is definitely kicked in. Anyway.
One of those people.
Listen again next week. It shouldn't be like this. I mean, really? Why would it? Don't assume.
I don't know.
Don't be like that, you jerks. I do hope you keep listening. I'm sorry this one was such garbage, but you know, this is how low tier our thing is. And to all of our listeners, I just have the question, are you from 12 a C?
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.